This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free
radio.
After waiting years for status in this country, Abdul Kader Belaouni can now call himself a Canadian citizen.
Stand in my window.
Since coming to Montreal, Kader has been living in sanctuary at St. Gabriel's Church. Now he's able to walk the streets without fear of being detained by immigration officials.
It is a dream.
Kader has begun working on an album which features songs about his daily life.
My baby.
It's great being here with you again, Kader. Obviously, we're under different circumstances now. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Now, were you given outright citizenship by Citizenship and Immigration? I mean, what exactly happened there? Because you've been living for quite a while now in sanctuary at the church in Point St. Charles.
Yeah, I was living for 3 years and 9 months in St. Gabriel Church, and I was always asking the citizenship and immigration to give me my status. After 3 years and 9 months and 22 days, the immigration gave me my status, and now I have a right to stay in Canada after when I had my deportation. So what's happened exactly, I'll be honest, I don't know what's happened because it's a negotiation between my lawyer and Ottawa. After when I did my what the immigration asked me to do, like to ask all the immigrant to do, the last step, they asked me I have to leave the country for 1 month. They said to me 4 weeks to 6 weeks. And it was so hard for me to leave the Canada to go to another country. I don't have much money. And anyway, I went to Tunisia with my friend, and so I stayed like there 1 month, and this month it was like very, very stressful for me. And so almost 1 month there, Embassy Canadian called me and they gave me my my visa.
This was recently?
That's a day after when I left, when I went to Tunisia, and that's the last step in immigration. You know, for every immigrant has some step to do, but like the last step, it's you have to see the doctor and he give a report about my health to Canada. After 1 month, it was like I passed and this test, last test, but this is last test, very, very important. If I'm not passed this test, do you want to refuse me?
So what you're saying is that the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, before allowing you residency status here in Canada, you had to leave the country?
Actually, that's what happened to me. This is the first time I heard something like that, because everybody was accepted here, the same situation like me, before or now. They never asked them to leave the country, but only me. I'll be honest with you, I have no idea why just Kader.
But then when you came back, is that when they said that, yes, you can stay?
No. It's not when I came back. The Embassy Canadian called me in Tunisia. They asked me to go there to get my visa to return back to Canada. And the visa, that's mean my permanent residence. That's mean I was accepted outside to Canada.
So then when you came back, you no longer had to return to the St. Gabriel's Church. You were allowed to walk about the streets of Montreal and find yourself a home and set yourself up?
Yes, on 22 October I came back. I left the country on 23rd September, but I came back on 22 October. When I put my feet in Canada here, that's mean I had last step on the same, like in the airport. I saw the federal immigration. After I saw the provincial immigration, and I'm done. I was done with them the same day and 22.
Now, how does it feel knowing that you now are a Canadian? You're living here on Canadian soil. You're not having to hide inside a church, you know, in fear of immigration officials capturing you and sending you back to Algeria, your home country. How does that feel now?
I feel like I'm born again. So I think if an immigrant like deserve his paper, it's color. It's not because it's me, because I did a lot of things and I never felt I'm stranger from this country. I feel like I'm Canadian. I feel like that's my place, that's my home. And
now you're able to continue about your daily life. Whereas, how long was it? 3 years you were in a church?
Yes, it's almost 4 years. 3 years and 9 months and 22 days. Now I came back to my regular life, but I'm still affected what's happened to me. I'm happy anyway.
I guess the emotional and psychological damage that has been done can't be undone.
That's for sure. I want to give you one example to people understand. You know, I'm blind and it's easy to recognize your voice inside, but if you talk to me outside, I want to ask 1,000 questions. Who's the person talk to me? Like my ears doesn't work very well outside. Yeah, I have this damage. I need like at least another 5 or 6 months. Now I start to go outside slowly, but I can't go by myself because it's hard for me to catch the noise, the buses, the noise, the car, what's coming from, you know? I mean, like I said, I have this damage and I have to work on it to recuperate my capacity like 5 years ago.
Now, are you hoping to find work and get out into the city? And I mean, what are you planning to do now?
I'm already have a work offering. I want to start to work the beginning of the next year. I have already work. I want to work with the immigrant center worker.
That's located here in Montreal, up in Côte-des-Neiges?
Yes. And I'm think this people from AWC, they had contact with the government, and the government want to give them like 1 year, check for 1 year for me.
So you'd like to work with other immigrants who are facing similar situations to what you faced?
Yes, because the center, it's give help like support for immigrants. They have same problem like me. And they give the same support to the citizen, immigrant citizen, you know? Because some immigrant always has this problem, difficulty to find a job, difficulty to deal with the boss. But like, it's not only working with the people facing deportation. It's like it's a big center anyway.
Now, outside of all of that, I know that you're a musician and you're making an album. And how important is music to you to express your thoughts and feelings?
My music's my partner for 3 years and 9 months in the church. Yeah, the music, it's helping me a lot to cross the bridge, you know? I was recording one album for 12 songs, and just a few days ago, I went to studio to mix it. Just now, I have to launch this album maybe on the beginning of December or in the middle. Yeah, the music for me, it's, like I said, it's a good friend of mine. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Your love